Hi, I'm Pauline Field, and this is today's video of Wit, Wisdom, and Wrinkles: How to Retire Happily. And one of the things that we all kind of look at the beginning of the year is how to be healthier. And whether it's losing weight, gaining muscle, working out, whatever it is, we all have, many of us have some version. And yesterday we talked about a digital detox. Today I'd like to talk about physical detox. So, there's lots of crazes out there that suggest all kinds of things that it's like, I don't think you really want to look at. However, there are some things we can do to really clean up our eating, what we put in our body. So, and of course, the reason, we all have more energy, more mental clarity, our overall well-being will be improved. And it's nice to take a holistic approach to that. What herbal recipes or remedies sound good to you and do you think would be good for your body? Add to that good hydration. One of the things as we age, we tend to not drink enough water. Now, if you have a pot of coffee, yes, that's water with flavoring. However, coffee tends to be a diuretic, so I wouldn't rely only on coffee. And of course, as well as that, having a balanced diet, and I'm using diet in the way of, the totality of what we eat. And of course, regular physical exercise. So think holistically about all of that. A few things that tend to be agreed upon, not only by the natural remedy population, but also physicians too. And one of them is milk thistle, which is known for detoxification and liver health and liver function. Another is dandelion root, which is a natural diuretic. It can support liver and kidney health. Turmeric or turmeric, however you say it, has great inflammatory, anti-inflammatory properties. It aids digestion. And when you add it to things like glucosamine and chondroitin, it really does help with arthritic pain. Ginger enhances digestion. It can relieve nausea. It is pretty good at eliminating toxins and aiding in circulation and immune function. And then there's green tea, which also is rich in antioxidants, supports the liver function, and helps to eliminate free radicals. So how to use these? Well, teas and infusions are one way. After dinner, I always have a lemon and ginger tea, which is delicious. But yeah, you can prepare any kind of any number of herbal teas that have those kind of ingredients. Then if you add a little lemon and honey, makes it even better. If you decide you want to take one of these herbal remedies, but you don't like the idea of a tea infusion, then find a supplement. They're usually pretty good. And then look at how can you maybe include them when you cook. Like ginger and turmeric in particular are easily added to a lot of different foods. So that's just a few suggestions. And I urge you to really look at everything that's going in your body. Do you have the right things? Do you have enough of certain vitamins and minerals? Are there things that could really give you a boost physically? So I wish you a wonderful day full of laughter. And I thank you, as always, for being here. And I look forward to seeing you back tomorrow.